Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes. Who are you with?
We are a third-party call center that handle different companies.
Well, there was a fraudulent charge to my account and my name on my credit card, and I would just like to know what's going on. I do have your phone number from my credit card company, and I need to know who's charging my account.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
48893.
And your first and last name?
Annette Stillman. S-T-I-L-L-M-A-N.
Okay. And can you verify the address for me?
1003 Southport Drive.
Okay. And one moment while I take a look at your account. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see that on April 7th, you purchased the Ava skin cream, where you paid shipping and handling price of $6.95. And also in the terms and conditions, it stated that if you didn't cancel in 14 days, they will be billing you that full amount of $94.90. They tried to charge you on today, but that declined.
Well, that's because they didn't have authorized. I was not authorizing anyone to take that much money out of my account. This was supposed to be a free trial.
Yes, ma'am.
And my credit card said it's fraudulent what is being done. I'm going to call them after I talk to you, but what gives anybody the right to charge my account without my authorization?
Ma'am, when you paid that shipping and handling of $6.95 for that skincare product that increases collagen and reduces wrinkles, also get rid of dark circles
on my eye. Yeah, well, you can have it back. I've got the box. I've got everything, and you can have it back. You're not going to charge me $100 for a free sample.
Yes, ma'am. Once again, while I was trying to inform you that when you paid shipping and handling price of $6.95. In the terms and conditions, it did state that
the terms
if,
and conditions were free.
How,
and that's fraudulent.
Terms and conditions, that's something you have to read, ma'am.
I did read it, and I am in touch with an attorney, and I'm not going to pay $100 for that cream, and I have the box, the paperwork, and you can have it back. That is fraudulent, and I'm calling my credit card company right now.
That's fine due to the fact that it did decline. Also, we can't accept any return products due to COVID, so that would be yours to keep. You can do whatever you please to do with that item.
Well, I please to not be charged for it.
Ma'am, it declined, so you weren't charged for it.
Thank you. I'll be calling my credit card company right now and tell them.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service,
thank you.
And you have a good one.